Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Monday, January 20th, 2020. There's been quite a bit of an explosion of news overnight and this morning with a lot of new information. I'll let Dr. Nyman get right to it. Dr. Nyman, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I thought we'd do a quick update following what we put up last night. Last night really discussed the explosion of cases in Wuhan. This morning, there have been confirmed cases identified throughout China. And there's also been another export to another country that was identified by a fever check in the airport, and that was in South Korea. So there are at least three different cases in two different countries that were identified by a fever check, and then there's a additional case. The three were two in Thailand and one in South Korea now. And then there's also the other export was to Japan, and that was he had actually taken medications to lower his fever, so he got through the fever check, but he was subsequently identified very late after he had almost recovered, and in that case it was a one negative and one weak positive, but the weak positive was sequenced, and the sequenced was 369 base pairs, and it was an identical match with earlier cases. So it indicated that even the weak positives with the testing that was done in Japan was sufficiently sensitive and specific enough to actually pick up a case that was sample was collected over a week after disease onset and when he was recovering. But in any event, the news is that testing has increased, and as a result, the number of cases has essentially exploded. It's still unclear what the delay was due to, whether they were optimizing the kits and didn't distribute them, or whether they had actually prohibited testing in patients that were not had some type of linkage to the seafood market. The seafood market, however, has been closed since January 1, so these cases that have disease onset recently would not be related to that market since that market isn't open. As far as the optimization of the kits, even that was a little bit suspect because when the 17 cases was announced, that included three serious cases, including two that were too ill to be moved. Generally, when patients are that ill, they have a high viral load, and even with a test kit that wasn't optimized, they should have been able to pick up positives there. And the failure to report those prior to a couple of days ago suggests that testing was very limited. And as I mentioned last night and many times previously, the best way to limit the number of confirmed cases is simply to not test. And that appears to be why the number of cases were so low up until a few days ago when they were stuck at 41, and then there were four new ones that brought it up to 45, and then there were 17 new ones that brought it up to 62, and then after that, the numbers exploded. The latest numbers have something like 218 confirmed cases with six additional suspect cases. These were reported by Xinhua News, which is actually a government-supported station that would only be putting out information that has been approved or confirmed by government labs. So these cases that are reported, the largest number of cases outside of Wuhan was in Guangdong Province, which is adjacent to Hong Kong, and they had 14 confirmed cases there. What was of most interest for that report is that the Guangdong Province Health Department said that two of the cases were contacts of one of the cases that had been to Wuhan. So that would be a clear example of onward transmission. Two of the cases had not been to Wuhan. They had just come in contact with a case that had. And that is A, a cluster, B, human-to-human transmission, and C, could represent the a small cluster due to a super spreader, somebody that was able to not only be infected, but infect multiple people that they came in contact with. That small cluster was supplemented by another media report that indicated that 14 healthcare workers have now been confirmed as being positive. The two ingredients that were missing from the prior reports was clear-cut human-to-human transmission in the case where people were infected that had no direct connection to the seafood market, or more importantly, had no direct connection to Wuhan. So they were infected because they came in contact with somebody who had arrived in Guangdong Province. It's likely that that cluster is in Shenzhen. Shenzhen had 8 confirmed cases. So they had the most. There was one other city that had 3, so it's conceivable that's where the cluster was. But since there were 8 in Shenzhen, it's likely that the 3 that were clustered together are in Shenzhen. These bring up more parallels with the SARS outbreak, which actually began in southern China in Guangdong Province before it went to the Metropole Hotel, which was on February 20th or 21st. The physician who had been treating patients in Guangdong Province, he had come to Hong Kong for a wedding, and he basically infected multiple people on the same floor he was on. He was up on the 9th floor, as well as other people in the hotel, and then they subsequently carried the virus outside of mainland China to Hong Kong, Singapore, Canada, and actually further in to Hong Kong, as well as to Taiwan and Vietnam. That was the other one. So that was really the beginning of the international spread. He had a 29 nucleotide deletion in his virus, and that all of these international cases had the same 29 nucleotide deletion. He was referred to as a super spreader because he had infected so many people. And then many of them, at least a couple of them, the one that went to Toronto, as well as the one that had been visiting from Hong Kong, were themselves super spreaders. Super spreaders are in part almost certainly linked to viral loads. So people that were very sick and had a high amount of virus, and some of these super spreaders were really super spreader events where they were under circumstances where they could affect many people. The one that went to Hong Kong was hooked up to a nebulizer, which aerosolized the virus. Vacuuming up of vomit at the hotel was probably instrumental in spreading the virus there. And so they not only had a high load of virus, but there were additional measures that ensured that that viral load was aerosolized. And and infected multiple people. Subsequent to that, there was Amboy Gardens, which is a housing complex, and one person there vomited in his bathroom, and the ventilation system of the complex spread the virus, and there were actually 300 cases that were infected by that one individual. So the question was whether there would be super spreader events. The other thing that was characteristic of the SARS outbreak was the infection of healthcare workers. And now there are reports that 14 healthcare workers have been infected, and there's more evidence of human-to-human transmission, probably in Wuhan, where the vast majority of the cases, or at least the confirmed cases, are. There is concern now that the virus has gone to other locations and had onward transmission, that just like the SARS outbreak, that the virus can basically start spreading at other locations. China, the government now is taking this seriously. They're setting up fever clinics in Wuhan. I believe the reports indicate there are 61 of those where people can walk in without an appointment and get tested. It seems that the kits for doing the testing have now been distributed to government facilities, and so they are equipped to identify cases who actually do have the virus instead of trying to guess which ones had the virus based upon negative tests for other agents. It is flu season, so of course many people will have flu-like conditions and will have fevers and even associated pneumonia, but that would be because of influenza. However, without having a test specifically for the coronavirus, it's difficult to make a diagnosis because there are many infectious agents that can produce pneumonia and flu-like symptoms. And some of which there are common tests for and others of which there are not. And that's what happened initially. The testing was done for influenza and adenovirus and a few other common agents, and patients were coming up negative but lacking a sensitive and specific test. It was hard to make the leap that these negative results were because they were infected with the coronavirus. Now with a test, they can get a positive for the coronavirus. There are certainly labs throughout China that can not only do this type of testing, but can do this type of sequencing. They have been submitting those sequences, although all of the sequences submitted so far are in a relatively tight window and from Wuhan. Over time, and not too much time, there will be additional cases that are due to human-to-human. It's also a concern that the sequences that have been released so far are most closely related to two viruses that were identified by a lab in northern China, closer to Shanghai, and there's another, and those were isolated from bats, and there's another bat virus that had recombined with these two, and part of the genome of that one matches the others, and that also is closely related to this virus. So that is signaling that this is more of a central to northern China origin. And although most of the cases have been in Wuhan, that's where most of the testing has been. And it's certainly conceivable there have been independent infections in most likely central or northern China. And they haven't reached the level to cause concern, or they actually have reached a level to cause concern, but they haven't really been tested because the people that are infected there did not have a link to Wuhan. So there's reason to do testing on a much broader group, those that have atypical pneumonias and have tested negative for some of the obvious causes like influenza or adenovirus, be tested for this virus. And the same goes for fever checks. The U.S. has set up fever checks at airports that have direct connections like JFK and San Francisco, but they've also done one LAX with indirect, but they're only screening those who are coming from Wuhan. It's clear that that should be broadened to other areas. Some of the larger cities are now confirmed cases in Beijing, as well as Shanghai, as well as multiple cities in Guangdong province. And therefore, since the Lunar New Year celebrations are beginning by the end of the month, and people are already starting to travel in preparation for that. In fact, the case in South Korea had a layover in South Korea. She was actually traveling to Japan, and her travel was because of the New Year's. She was going to celebrate the New Year in Japan, and had a layover in South Korea, and that's when she was identified as having the fever and subsequently confirmed to have the virus. So as travel increases, there's concern that the virus will spread globally. So that's kind of where we are right now. Lots of new cases, human-to-human transmission, healthcare workers, clusters, and that's really based upon very preliminary testing. As the testing increases, there's little doubt that additional cases will be identified, as well as additional clusters and potentially additional super spreaders. And super spreaders are really what drove the SARS outbreak, but this outbreak is clearly ahead of the SARS. That media reports in mid-March that were discussing the spread of the Metropole Hotel had indicated at that time there had been 300 cases in Guangdong province with 5 deaths. There are already 3 deaths in this outbreak, and there are at least 9 critically ill cases. So this outbreak will hit the 5 fatality mark in the not too distant future. And it will be, ahead of the rate for the SARS outbreak. The SARS outbreak exploded really in March, and really April. That's when most of the cases were, and there already are 3 deaths and many critical cases, and at least 14 healthcare workers. And again, this is just the tip of the iceberg, that many locations in even Wuhan have not been tested yet, or at least the test results have not been announced yet. So those cases in Wuhan itself should go up fairly dramatically, but there are cases throughout the country that haven't been tested, and contacts especially that have not been tested for all of these. And the contacts, there's a generally at least a 3 to 5 day period, incubation period, before they develop symptoms. So those who have been infected in the last week are likely to be asymptomatic, or even if they do have symptoms, they may not have sought medical treatment because they just had a fever. And many people have fevers this time of the year, and they probably would wait to be sure that the fever was not going away before they would actually go visit a doctor or be admitted to a hospital. So many of these cases wouldn't have been tested because they have not sought medical attention. And that's why these 61 fever clinics are being set up so that people can come in without an appointment and get a test to find out if their fever is due to the virus. The idea would be to get these people away from contacts so they don't continue to spread the virus. And that is a part of the way SARS was brought under control. And the other part was to eliminate the animals in the live markets. It's not really clear if there are additional live markets that have the virus, both in Wuhan as well as other cities in China, with particular concern about central and northern China based upon the sequence relatedness between the virus that's been recovered from the patients, or at least identified in the patients. Most of these testing dashes were direct tests of the clinical samples. So picking up the virus and those exported, the full sequences from the two cases in Thailand have already been released and are available at GSAD, as are about over a dozen additional samples that have full sequences, all of which are actually very closely related to each other. But that is likely to change also as testing broadens and new independent isolates are identified and sequenced. And it is likely that this outbreak is going to have even more parallels with the SARS outbreak, which began in 2002 and continued through 2003, got under control, and then came back again at the end of 2003 and was finally brought under control. And up until now, there had not been any reported SARS-like cases in humans. Other than the MERS cases, the MERS is another coronavirus that's in the Middle East, and actually there was one case that was exported, I think it was to Japan, and that led to a number of cases there. That was an example of how that virus can also be one flight away and can cause onward transmission and a significant outbreak. And the concern is the same thing is going to happen with this virus, which was initially isolated in Wuhan, and is virtually certain, at least at this point, that there will be additional spread and additional clusters and additional super spreaders. How well controlled it is, it really is dependent somewhat upon the response and how well it at least is identified as to where it is in mainland China and where it's spreading. And there's a little bit of concern as to the testing in Hong Kong. Hong Kong has had quite a few cases that have been tested, no positives yet. Seems they should be getting pretty close to identifying cases there, especially since they already have 14 in Guangdong province, which is adjacent to Hong Kong. So people have definitely been flying or going by rail to that area and then crossing from Guangdong into Hong Kong is not that difficult a task. And it's likely that there will be cases in Hong Kong in the not too distant future, and it's even conceivable that they're already in Hong Kong. And there's a sensitivity issue with respect to the testing up till now. The optimized kits are relatively new. The sequences were just released relatively recently, and these kits The government just announced that they were shipping the kits out, I believe, a couple of days ago. So even in China and Wuhan is one of the areas that's done a lot of work already on the SARS-like virus and bats. They were really looking at bats from southern China because of this proximity to the outbreak in the original outbreak in Guangdong province back in 2002-2003. But they also have a BSL-4 lab, which is the highest level of security with respect to infectious agents. And so China certainly has the capacity to isolate these viruses and get sequences and develop kits that are both sensitive and specific. And it sounds like they do have that. They're distributing it to test these pneumonia cases, and the results of those tests are a lot of positives, and they're likely to continue to identify a lot of positives until they get a better idea on where this virus originated and where this virus has subsequently gone. So that's it for this morning. We'll probably end up with an afternoon update, especially after Wuhan issues an update on their case levels, which I would think would continue to rise in a very dramatic fashion.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the update. So listeners, please always keep track of our website, recombinomics.co, as we follow this rapidly evolving situation as it seems to spread quite far and wide. All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.